Hello, you're listening to Supply Chain Radio. My name is Matt Gunn, and I'm here live from RILA's Retail Supply Chain Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. And today I've got a special guest, Jess Dankert with RILA. Hi, Jess. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am very well. It's been a great couple of days here at the conference. I think I'm going to be going home with a lot of good information.
Excellent.
And it's good to get a chance to speak with you. But for those of us that are listening, why don't you introduce yourself and a little bit of what you do here?
Absolutely. And thanks so much for coming to the conference and joining us here in Phoenix. Glad you're excited about it because we're excited about it as well. This is one of RILA's biggest events throughout the course of the year and something we look forward to and the industry, I think, looks forward to as well. Within RILA, I'm the vice president of supply chain. So I focus on all of our supply chain offerings where we convene peer communities to discuss common challenges, share knowledge, and so forth. And then I also lead our conference steering committee, and that's the group of retail executives who put this conference together each year and determine the educational program and speakers and so forth and put together a great show.
Excellent. And yeah, I mean, clearly you get the industry involved in the education process, in working together to discuss the challenges and share information and, of course, connect to various pieces of supply chain, whether it's technologists or service providers or others out there. And you have this big community that seems to come out as a result, and it seems like you definitely feel some excitement around these types of events, which is just fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you hit on a great point of the number of different backgrounds and types of people who are here. It just is a reflection of the retail supply chain kind of ecosystem and the many players who are involved. Now more than ever, I mean, looking at today's retail world and the supply chain that kind of serves the retail operations is so diverse in terms of the needs of, whether it's technology and the talent and so forth, just achieving the goals of the retailers as they continue to evolve and meet the needs of the consumers. It's just exciting to see everybody kind of come together and hear a lot of those success stories here in Phoenix and hear the retailers and solution providers share what they've been working on over the past year.
Excellent. Yeah. And I mean, we were talking about this a little bit before the show, but it seems such a big theme when you come to a conference like this and when there's so much presented on supply chain. If it wasn't clear before, the retail industry is changing tremendously fast. And in many ways, it's a technology industry as well as the traditional aspects of stores and running that. And of course, fulfillment, that global supply chain aspect that we focus on here. But I think the theme here is around reimagining retail. That's right. But that seems to be so much within the industry right now. Reinvention, remapping retail, transformation, especially with digital technologies to either replace or enhance these aspects of retail and supply chain that are happening in the real world. How big is a focus is that in retail anymore? Are they starting to become very much more like technology companies where they have to build those competencies?
Yeah, and I think there's a lot that retail can learn from the fast-moving tech companies. And certainly, I think you hit on it exactly. It's really evolving quite a bit. You look at the traditional retail supply chain, and it was built around fixed deliveries to a fixed location on a fixed schedule. And now it's entirely different. You can just blow that out of the water. It has to be much more flexible, adaptable, because you're looking at delivering direct to consumer or delivering vendor direct to stores, delivering to stores on a much more frequent basis, fulfilling to customers out of stores. It's just millions of possibilities that we're looking at, and as a result, needing to find new ways to solve those new challenges. And that's one of the things, bringing these groups together to try and figure out some of those problems. And the retailers are coming up with all kinds of new ways to approach those challenges and collaborating with the solution providers that we're hearing from this week here at the conference.
Yeah, I mean, clearly from a customer perspective, the supply chain is so much more personal. It's so much more of a known entity now than maybe it was a decade ago or 20 years ago when you just went to a store or ordered something from a catalog. Now people are researching, learning more about products. They will, if you don't provide that information, someone else will. And they're learning from their peers about the things that they're buying and where it comes from and how it gets to them. And they seem so much more invested at the consumer level. Do you think, kind of a two-parter with this, but one, do you think retailers are really starting to make meaningful progress in that response, in delivering the experience in a personalized and flexible way to consumers? And two, what are some of the steps that people within the RILA world that you're seeing them take toward making meaningful change?
Yeah, I think they're absolutely beginning to succeed in augmenting that. Certainly, the customer experience has always been a focus of retail, and that kind of goal is consistent, you know, from before and now, but really focusing on how to make that unique experience and kind of the change and evolution of the role of stores. And I think you made a good point around customers being so much more involved in the supply chain. Supply chain has really gone from being kind of a back of the house, back room activity to really being a major customer touch point. And as a result, supply chain has much more of a kind of seat at the table strategically in terms of delivering on that goal of serving the customer kind of wherever, whenever, however they choose. The supply chain plays such a lead role in both that customer relationship as well as kind of the evolution of retail. It's an exciting time to be in your retail supply chain because it's so front of mind and playing such a lead role with the transformation that we're seeing among our members. And I'm sorry, what was the second question?
The second question was just what are the meaningful steps that you are seeing them begin to take?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that does speak to it. I think there's so much more focus on, for many years, supply chain was looked at as something that was, you know, something to take cost out of and something that you wanted to kind of constrict and, you know, make it lean for the sake of being lean and cheaper. And I think you're really seeing one of the key things that you're seeing is it being a target for investment and really being looked at as a source of competitive advantage. So you're seeing, you know, from the top down, real focus on supply chain and putting money into it, investing in the supply chain for better performance and seeing that as part of the kind of holistic picture of serving the customer and achieving business goals. It's no longer seen as a cost to cut on the balance sheet, but something that can help you achieve goals, which is exciting.
Something we chatted a little bit about, how do I phrase this? The supply chain for supply chain talent, for lack of a better term. But what does it take to get people early on in their careers to want to get involved in supply chain and show them that there are really strong and meaningful paths that can lead to a rewarding and fulfilling career, all the way to building up yourself to become an executive, to get a seat at the table in the organization, to elevating supply chain's role in the decision-making process for a retailer? What's that lifespan like, and how are you guys touching on this community to help advocate and bring people into this industry?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think a lot of Rela's members and a lot of the retail industry, talent is such a huge focus for them because a lot of the lofty and aggressive goals that they have, you know, just simply can't be done without the people to make those happen. I think people are really the engine to do a lot of the things that they want to do. And a key piece of that is the talent pipeline all the way back down to college or, you know, potentially even before. And again, looking at, you know, the change in traditional supply chain being driving the forklifts and so forth to the supply chain of today and tomorrow, and really looking at, you know, the need for data analytics and different skills around kind of planning and really out of the box thinking and creativity, where it's kind of the broad spectrum of pretty much any skill or interest that you have, there's a role for that in the retail supply chain. It's exciting because it gives us a great message to go out to, whether it's college, and Rela has been doing a lot of work with colleges and universities, both specific to supply chain and kind of the broader retail world as well, to, you know, really communicate that message of the excitement in the retail world, the excitement in the retail supply chain, and really kind of put that on the radar of the really high potential college kids when they're determining what they want to do. But also looking at kind of even early career and mid-career, how do you keep those people in supply chain? How do you keep them in retail? How do you communicate that message around what's the path that I follow? And not just, you know, I think part of building that pipeline is not just kind of the broad picture, but also looking specifically at increasing diversity within the hiring and kind of recruiting and retention and making retail a place that all types of people want to come work. Because, you know, the challenges that retailers and specifically the retail supply chain is facing, you know, they really need all types of perspectives and insight to achieve those. So we want to hear from everybody and we want to get everybody involved in that conversation. And diversity is a huge focus for retailers.
And I think that's so important to look at challenge as an opportunity, right? I mean, the narrative of the last 6 to 8 months, a lot of times in the media, has been this whole retail is dying. We're seeing an apocalypse. Stores are closing at an alarming rate. But if you start to unpack the data and look at the volume of sales, the number of new businesses starting up, the new entrants going from just being pure play e-commerce into the world of stores, you see a different sort of picture emerge. All of this kind of seems to come from this taking a challenge and just going for it and changing your business, whether you're an established legacy retailer or if you're a new guy that sees a different path forward. You work with the biggest retailers in the world. Do you think that in any way they're just being complacent and letting this change pass them by? Or are they really getting into reinventing and changing their industry?
No, I think they're absolutely really getting into it. I mean, I think they're looking at many different ways of approaching this, and I think they are looking at it as an opportunity, you know, seeing an opportunity where there's a challenge. It is an opportunity to kind of reevaluate what you're doing, get smarter about it, try different things, learn from other industries and apply things. You know, retail is absolutely not dying, and, you know, I think people will always be buying things. There'll always be a need for stores. There'll always be a need for the retailers that we work with, and what it is doing is evolving, and we're seeing a lot of that now, and we're seeing how in different ways retailers are approaching that and how they're looking at, you know, their strategic plans for, you know, 2 years down the road, 5 years down the road, and how they're building systems for 10 years down the road and beyond, how they're putting things in place and strategies in place that are more flexible and adaptive, so that, you know, you don't necessarily know what the world is going to look like in 10 years from now, but that you have a system in place to kind of adapt for what it's going to look like, and that you're ready for that, and you have kind of contingencies so that you're looking at not just getting caught doing the same thing and not looking forward, but really looking at how do we put ourselves in a place where we can face whatever the future is going to look like.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to me, I feel like the store of the future isn't so much the fact that there won't be stores. It'll probably look fairly similar to what it is today, but I feel like it'll feel a little bit different. It'll be a little bit more responsive, more immediate, or play a role in experiences and everything else. But from your perspective, as you see this transformation really start to take hold and just projecting forward a little bit, what do you think the future brings for retail? Will it be measurably different, or will it be kind of similar to what we see today? And what's the supply chain's role in bringing that future here?
I mean, I think at its core, it will not change that people will always need to exchange, you know, goods and services and interact. You know, there have been marketplaces since the beginning of time, and, you know, there's always been some form of retail and exchange. So, you know, that will continue. And I think you're just seeing right now, it seems like a lot of change because this is kind of a very dense period of a lot of evolution. But, you know, retail has been evolving since its inception. And I think we're lucky to be at this time where a lot is happening and we're getting to see a lot of this, you know, exciting and dramatic change. And we're seeing how retailers are kind of approaching that dramatic change. So I think, you know, it's a great time to be involved in it. And I think that we're definitely seeing the retailers who are kind of coming up with creative solutions to meet that transformation and plan for the future.
Great. Well, thank you very much. As we start to close out our conversation, are there any other thoughts or ideas that you'd like to add at this point that maybe we haven't touched on?
I think, you know, for all of your listeners out there, if you're not here in Phoenix with us this year, make sure you join us in Orlando next year. We have a lot of great stories to tell. And if you out there have some great stories to tell that you think would be good for our conference program next year, reach out to us. We want to hear from you because there's a lot of exciting stuff going on in the retail supply chain world. And this is the place to talk about it and meet with other folks who want to talk about the things that you're talking about. So come join us.
Great. And as far as those that do want to find more information, what are the best ways to find out and get involved?
Absolutely. Our website, www.vrila.org. And there you can find out more information about our retail supply chain offerings and our RTEC Center for Innovation that focuses on the future of retail and a lot of the other activities that Vrila is working on.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jess Stanker. It was a pleasure having you on the show this week. And for all of those of you out there that want to get involved, do check out Vrila.org. You've been listening to Supply Chain Radio. This is Matt Gunn. Be sure to find us on iTunes or Spotify or your favorite podcast network. And thank you for listening.